Listeners of the Beer Mile Podcast, this is a public service announcement. We are doing the most ginormous, biggest, hugest, largest giveaway that we've ever done here. We're giving away several hundred dollars worth of goodies in a one big special package that's going to one lucky winner. And it's super easy to enter. It takes 20 seconds and it's free. All you have to do is go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, give us a five-star rating, take a screenshot and DM us proof on Instagram, Beer Mile Media, or email us at podcast@beermile.com. It's that simple. If you've already given us reviews, you can just take a screenshot of those and resend them. You can also enter several times, as many times as you would like, by leaving us a rating or review on the other platform. So if you've already done Apple, do Spotify. You can also share the podcast on your story, on Insta, on your Twitter status, on your Facebook wall, whatever you want to do. Every screenshot, every time that you share us, every rating review, just send us screenshots of all that stuff. And every single one that you send us counts as an entry. Biggest holiday giveaway ever. Hundreds of dollars worth of goodies, including the Manscaped Performance Package. We also giving away several pairs of sunglasses, knockaround sunglasses. You got a bunch of Beer Mile swag coming as well. So get those five-star ratings in now and DM us proof. Welcome back to the second installment of the Best of 2022 series that we're doing here to celebrate the year and share out the most commented, most listened to, most viral clips and segments of the Beer Mile Podcast from throughout the year. Today, we are sharing some clips from Clayton Murphy's episode, sticking on the theme, as we did with Devin Allen, sticking on the theme of sharing some good old college party stories. Clayton's got some of those. He also talks wine with us, and we dive into some stupid challenges and ask him how fast he could run for a beer mile, as we are the Beer Mile Podcast, after all. So these highlights from Clayton, some of the best moments from that episode. If you want to listen to the full episode, Beer Mile Podcast, episode 68, there's a link in the description to that. And I'm going to roll in some of the intro from that episode as well that I did with Adam, because it's a lot funnier and a better way to introduce Clayton than what I can come up with on the spot right here, right now, without being able to bounce my stupidity off of Adam. Just before we dive in to this best of 2022 segments with Clayton Murphy, we got to thank the sponsor that's making this podcast episode happen, Manscaped. We've been a proud partner of Manscaped for over a year now, and we cannot say better things about all of their products, including the boxers, the Lawnmower 4.0 for all of your trimming and shaving needs, and all of the different shower products that you could possibly need to smell good and feel good, look good. Just have that confidence that every man deserves to have. And if you've been procrastinating for holiday gifts, for Christmas gifts this season, just like I have, I still haven't bought most of mine. This is your chance. Go to manscaped.com, use our code BEERMILE, all one word, for 20% off and free shipping. Get something now for the guy in your life, or you know what? You're a boss too. You deserve a gift. Get yourself that level of confidence that you deserve with manscaped.com's gifts. Treat your boys or treat someone else's boys to that S-tier treatment that they deserve with the best of the best male grooming products from manscaped.com. Use code BEERMILE, all one word, for 20% off and free shipping. All right, I think it does it for this intro. Get those ratings, reviews in on Spotify and Apple. You can support the show, patreon.com/beermile, and get access to extra content. You can pick up this Beer Mile stocking hat that I'm wearing. If you're watching the video version on Spotify, you can pick that up at the link in the description as well. Thanks for the support throughout 2022, and let's make it an even bigger 2023. Here's Adam and I introing Clayton Murphy. Welcome to the podcast.
Who are you?
My name,
let's introduce,
is today. Chris.
I'm
Adam. Adam.
And this, and you're listening to the Beer Mile Podcast,
where we talk to athletes and give a lot of inspiration to our listeners around the world so that you can go out and achieve big things.
Oh, is this legit though? We're doing it.
I think we're doing it.
All right, we're doing it. Hey, everyone. Chris's wife says that this one has to be quick, so, you know, we won't maybe have as many funny bits.
She normally doesn't want it to be quick, but in this specific case,
I think she'll take what she can get, if you know what I mean. Let's stay it in.
Keep it in.
That's the time.
Keep it in. Well, it's at least in the Patreon version. We'll make a decision later. Don't have to decide that right now.
Speaking of time and keeping things quick, We got a very speedy boy on the podcast today.
Very speedy boy. He's a medalist on the world stage. He's run 142 for 800. He's run 351, tree fitty. Multiple time Olympian. Clayton Murphy from the Ohio. Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island. You know that song?
Oh my God, no.
Do you know that song?
No.
Oh,
but it's kind of triggering.
My wife didn't know that song either.
Dude, I realized
I had to learn that in elementary school. It's a way to memorize all the states in alphabetical order.
So we did trivia. I've been trying to do trivia more because, like, you know, I guess I'm at that age where that's what you
where
do.
Where that's the fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Guys, you guys want to play trivia at 5 p.m. at the local restaurant and then go to bed at 8?
You guys want to get fucking loaded, lose to some teenagers who are cheating on their phone, and then go home? I don't know. So in high school or like middle school, did you have to like learn all the states and capitals?
Yes, we had to do that in elementary, and that's why we had to learn that song.
I don't remember a thing.
You don't remember them?
What's the capital of Delaware? Dover. Who the fuck knows what Dover is?
I actually didn't remember that, yeah. Capitals are harder. I could name every state just because of that song, but they need a capital song. That's the problem. We'll make that.
Standard education. Public education has failed this podcast.
Yeah.
We need education reform, and we need it now.
We need DJ Mustard on the beat. Drop a beat. I'm going to do a capital rap right now. Let's go. No, I'm actually not going to do that. Just
that's
kidding.
In the outro.
We're not going to do that.
Cut that.
cut. Okay. Back to Clayton Murphy. Let's get into this conversation with Clayton Murphy. Let's get into this conversation with Clayton.
Oh, it's like the boxer guy.
Let's get ready to rumble. Okay, this is an inside story. I have no idea what's coming out of this, but from a former Zip, who doesn't want to be named, give us the story behind the hole in the wall at your old college house.
It's in all caps.
There's only a couple of dudes who know about it. So I'll probably run with probably two or the three dudes who know about it. It started as, so like we lived in this like shitty college house, like we all do. And so we had this like wall where it started as like, we had a big, like we did one year, we did a fantasy football draft with like the whole stickers and like commissioner would stand up at the podium, like the whole thing, like everybody brought their laptops. Like it was like the real deal, like fantasy draft. Like we had 12 people in the league. Like it was a legit thing, put stickers, like the whole deal. Then it became like, we had a separate league after that where like we threw darts at the dartboard, at the fantasy board, and whatever like player you hit, like that's who you drafted. So it was like a little bit more of like a random thing. And that was like between like amongst like the house guys, pretty much we did a fun league. Well, the darts getting thrown at like legitimately just a drywall wall became like, well, let's throw a hammer. And then the hammer became like,
it escalated.
And then like, it became like, I remember one day, like one of my roommates was like drunk and he was like trying to like mountain climb up the wall with the hammer and like it threw hammers. And like at that point, it just like escalated. Like there was like frying pans trying to like take down the drywall, and at one point like the whole drywall was off and it was just like the wood slats behind it, like the old school like house with like the wood slats and cobwebs. And like I remember we got a text from Orlando where it's like, I'm coming over and like tomorrow. And we're like, well, what do we do here? It was like Christmas time, so we like Christmas wrapped the whole downstairs like walls.
Oh, man.
So it looked like we wrapped it, and it was up for like till like March. And then I remember I came over to the house because I moved out of the house in January and like bought my own house. So I signed a contract. I bought my own house, but I came back in March to like see some people. And I remember like my buddy's like uncle was in there just like patching it, just like putting up those holding the drywall. And I never got a bill for it. Never got a Venmo request. Like just got to put up. So I was like, that's like the story behind it. Is like we pretty much like combined our dining room and living room into one room by just like leaving the slats up. Like we're just doing some remodel for the landlord.
That's like a quintessential coming of age story. I feel like every college age dude has some hole in the wall story.
Like I remember like some of the dudes on the team at the other house had a hole in the wall, and they like some dude got in a fight, got thrown into it, and then it became like who can put their head through it, which grew the wall, and then like, you know, punching it. And then like certain people knew like behind the poster there was a hole. So like when there was a party go on, like people would like run into it on purpose and try to make the hole bigger. And then you get a new poster. Like, so like two of the three houses that Distance Guys lived in had like massive holes in it at some point during like the 1 year.
I mean, once there's a hole in the drywall at that point, once it's so big you can't patch it, then you're going to replace the whole thing anyway.
You're going to get charged the same. Yeah, exactly. You're going to get charged the same in your security deposit if it comes to that point, whether it's like a foot big or 3 feet big.
Just replace the whole sheet. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. So someone wants to know about the Beer Mile as well, which I guess fitting because it's the Beer Mile podcast. Fair enough. Have you ever done a Beer Mile? Is this something that you'd be down to give a shot if you have not?
I haven't. I mean, I would probably. I have nothing against it. I know OU always has like a big Beer Mile every year, like at the end of the season, like our team would always go down there, but like I never ended up actually going. I like multiple times like committed to go and just never ended up going. Not that I'd ever probably run it. I didn't really drink until I was like 21 anyway. So like it was like before I was at like so I was like nothing against it. I'm not a great beer drinker. I'm a good like IPA drinker, but like I'm not a good like Bud Light drinker. Like I'm like just disgusting to me. So like it'd be like harder to just drink the beer obviously than run the part. I'd be more interested in like the Blue Jean Miles and like the Croc 400s and like those like off the wall like crazy ones that I'm like, those are to me like I'll eventually start like trying to check off and like see, like I see like some like Nick Simmons does like crazy on his YouTube channel. I'm like, I can't run in like the, like bouncy shoe ski things, like I roll an ankle, like can't do that. But I can bounce a basketball around the track for a mile and like shatter that, like stuff like that I might start like chipping away at some point in my career here.
Yeah, that'd definitely be fun and obviously good for the YouTube too. Yeah, a lot of the stuff that Nick does is just like, obviously he has the record and I'm putting air quotes on it because like no one does that stuff, or like he has some equipment that like no one has, but I think like
the Blue Jean one is
Blue Jean Mile, the Dribbling Mile, like Crocs Mile, like everyone could relate to that, and there's actually some decent bars set for those. So
like we were just talking about this other day, we had some funny ones in college because like having a 300 meter indoor track, you could really get creative. Like we had some ideas of like, you know, the office chair, like 300, like how fast can you push yourself around an office chair, like the bowling shoe 800, like we had that one, like how many like shin splints can you get in the same in a mile, like with the bowling shoes. We had like the one crazy one we had was like the blindfolded 300. So like put a blindfold on, you got to make it to the finish line, and like your only obviously way around was like the outside wall of the facility, so you understood like okay, I'm at the wall, like, but like at the same time there's like, we're like, that's just like craziness, but we're like, that would be insane to watch and like record. Would just be like three dudes trying to run a blindfold 300. Like it'd be
so
insane.
You don't get a lead for that. That's
no,
all.
No lead, no like shit person helping. Like you just, you run into a wall. You're like, shoot, better keep going along the wall and eventually find a corner and keep going.
that's good.
Actually, the indoor track, doesn't Loyola have one? Where did you?
No, DePaul? Loyola does not have one. DePaul.
Yeah, we might get kicked out of there, but we'll try.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've thought about doing stuff there, but I'm like, I'll get so kicked out.
Yeah.
There's too many people there too.
Got the treadmill beer mile on lock.
Have to happen, but yeah. Okay. Giving us some good ideas. I like it.
Are you still trying to figure out Christmas gifts for the loved ones in your life, or even for yourself? Hell, you had a hell of a year. You had a tough year, but you battled through. You got shit done. You deserve a gift too. Well, everybody loves sunglasses. Everybody wears sunglasses. And if you want the best shades in the game that are at an affordable price, look no further than Knockaround Sunglasses. Knockaround.com. You can use our code BeerMilePod. That's all one word, BeerMilePod, for 20% off everything. I'm rocking, if you're watching the video version on Spotify, I'm rocking the Mary Janes right here. Amazing casual sunglasses. Or could also be rocking the Fast Lanes when I'm trying to get my sprint on, get my racing on. They're extremely light, extremely comfortable, polarized, great sunglasses for all of your athletic endeavors as well as casual wear. Knockaround.com. Use code BeerMilePod for 20% off your entire order.
So do these game nights get rowdy at all with like, you're a wine fan, correct? So is there usually some wine flowing as well during these game nights?
Especially in the fall, especially in the off season.
Yeah.
Like we had a bunch of people over like in the fall, a bunch of our closest friends. And like that night ended like, 2, 3 AM, like, you know, and like, they're not as bad as like college parties. Like, I mean, they're not that bad. They don't end that bad, but right, I mean, right. For like mid 20s, like adult parties now, like they get flowing, they get competitive, you know, drinks get spilled, you know, like it gets going.
You Venmo each other like the next morning because you're like, hey man, you might have to buy a new rug. Sorry. Spilled wine on it. Yep. As a guy, I started drinking Prosecco and some champagne. Well, give me some like wine recommendations. How do I break the barrier?
So you're like sweet. So like I would suggest finding Stella Rosa. That's what got me. And my, like an Aria drink that, like, that's what got me hooked on. That's what initially got me into wine, was like Stella Rosa. So it's like, it starts as sweet as like mango, like pineapple, like peach, like stuff. And then it'll go into like a red wine that's still a sweet red. But then like what got me hooked is like when I went to Napa, like that took it to the ultimate level. Like when we went to like visit that to potentially get married there, that's when like took me to the next level. I fell like so deep into it. So like, I would say start there with Stella Rosa and then work your way to like not super dry wines, like Sauvignon Blanc, like not Napa Valley Chardonnays, like Rieslings, like Pinot Grigios. Like if you try to find stuff that's like not like super, super dry, but like neutral white wines, like those are like good wines to introduce yourself. And then you start into like a little bit of like the sweeter, lighter reds and kind of work your way through the palate until you find your like limit. Like Aria was like I never touched red wine, like hated it. And all of a sudden, like she started drinking Pinot and like, she's now this like huge red wine drinker. Like she wants to like have like, whisper a bottle at dinner every now and then. Like, so like, It your palate can evolve. Like even if you get are disgusting, like your palate 100% evolves. So that's my suggestion, is like slowly chip away at it. And I suggest like getting an app like Vivino or something like that, where you can scan the bottle and then see, because it'll easily tell you like bold or light, like tannic or dry. Like it'll easily tell you on this like very like simple scale of like where the bottle falls. And you can kind of be like, okay, obviously I'm not going to buy this. Like why would I spend $20 on this? Like it's super dry. Like, whereas a lot of people would spend $20 and they get burned on the bottle and they're like, I'm never doing this again. So
It's like, well, it's like so over, like I avoid buying wine just cause it's so overwhelming when you go in the store and you just see there's a thousand wines. I'm like, how the hell would I know which one to pick?
That's why you gotta get one of the apps.
Yeah. And I picked the one with the best label and that doesn't mean anything.
You learn, like you start to learn like the types of grapes. That's where like the name of like, so like Cabernet, like Sauvignon Blanc, like all those like things are types of grapes. So you learn what type of grape you like, and then you can go from there and start to understand like, well, if I get this, like I understand it where like if I get Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, it's going to taste a certain way versus if I get it from like Napa Valley or Sonoma. Like they're two completely different wines. Like I'm making like dinner tonight and like I specifically picked like Sauvignon Blanc to go with it because I knew like if I got Napa, I was like, nah, like
I want, I mean, more genetically of, like, they're probably pretty different.
100%. So like it's all about like where you grow it, you know, all about the weather, the climate, the soil, like all that stuff goes into it. Like, so, it's funny I'm talking about that because I got away from it for a little bit. And like last night, like my massage therapist and his like fiance came over and like we had like dinner and we had this, like we jokingly talk about like charcuterie boards all the time. So like we both kind of got into that. So like he brought the charcuterie board and I brought this wine and it was like this random like Syrah wine from like Central Coast, California. But it was like this very specific like appellation that I thought was very weird. It was growing like Syrah there in my head. But then when I started researching, I was like, this is extremely weird. Like the location of this, the geography, like the grape doesn't match. And then I found out it was like the winemaker's like passion was like this, like was like Rhone varieties, which are France. And he was like growing them, not necessarily in the right like geographical region, but like out of passion. So made these like, it's like different kind of wine. So I got hooked back in it. I pulled out all of my like research books last night. And I was like going through it. Like, I'm like, I might have just like hooked myself again. And now like 24 hours later, I'm talking about it again. So I might have just hooked myself again.
Yeah.
I like totally, I got scarred this past fall when my wife and I got married because it was like a really small wedding venue. It was like just us and the officiant. And when we roll into this guy's house, he's like a 70-ish year old dude. He's just chilling. He's obviously retired for a long time. And I like wasn't feeling good that day, like kind of sick, but I was like, we're not going to cancel this. Like I'm good enough to go. And we get into this house and he's like very like formal and he just immediately hands me a glass. I'm like, all right, like I guess I'm drinking on like an empty stomach and this is going to turn out how it turns out. And he poured almost a full glass of red wine and like expected me to finish it before he went down to the beach to get married.
I remember my first time I got burned was like at trials in 2016. Like I went to this like track and field news, like celebration thing after I won. and to like speak at it. And I remember like one of the agents was like, you got to celebrate, and handed me this glass of wine. And I remember carrying it around the whole night. I was like, if I don't drink it, everybody looked like I'm drinking. So I just carry around this like half full glass of wine the whole night. But then like a year later, I'm like addicted to it and I like, can't stop like drinking it at some point. Like
that's hilarious. So. How many bottles of wine do you have at your place right now?
Oh, not, I mean, I used to have a lot more. I drank through a lot of my good stuff, to be honest. Like I stopped the whole like wait till like a perfect time to open it. I started just being like, it's good enough. Like let's open
it. I think,
it. Like,
yeah, I think that's overrated to wait for the perfect time. Yeah.
Like I remember one night, like my massage therapist likes good wines. So, like we always seemingly have good wine together. And like, I remember like one night we ordered takeout. He just came over to like hang out with his like fiance, and we like opened up like $400 worth of wine that night for like tacos. And I was just like, like, there's not going to be a better night at this point.
Right.
Like last
right.
night we had like $50 bottle. Like, I'm just like, whatever, like stuff's going to happen. Like we're going to drink good wine. Yeah. I'd say I have like 20 good bottles, like good stuff. And then I probably have 20, 30 bottles of just like random stuff to like, maybe more, maybe 40. It's just like random stuff. It's like local wineries I picked up here or there, like random stuff I bought off the shelf. And I probably should like drink most of that, but like, cause like the bad stuff gets kind of, not the bad stuff, but like not as like wanted drink wine gets shuffled to the back or the bottom of the rack, and then get drank, and then it gets bad in a year or two. And it's just like, dang, I should have drank this like a while ago.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of good nights to be had. If you have that many bottles though, and that is fun. Sure. Like you like saying, oh, I'll wait for the perfect night or whatever. And then it's like, well, then eventually you build up and you got like a whole wine cellar with 1,000 bottles. And how many good nights do you need to have in order to actually drink all your wines?
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, that's why I was like jokingly, I got a bottle of like, probably like $90 12 year aged, scotch. And I was like, I might just like pull this over for the podcast today and drink it. And my dad was like, no, like you need to go make sure that you like it, get a glass of it at a bar, and then like wait for a good time. And I'm like, dude, if I wait for a good time, I don't do shit right now. We're all in lockdown. Like it's going to be 2 years.
And if it's that good, you can just buy another bottle.
Yeah.
Ultimately,
you
know?
Yeah.
We always close out with words of wisdom for listeners, which can mean anything. Like if you have any inspiring messages or just something stupid to leave them with.
I can leave you with another little baby wisdom on topics. So like one of his things is like eat right, sleep right, dress right. So like obviously eating right and sleeping right, it's like important, but like dressing right, it's like doing everything else, you know, preparing yourself mentally for the workout, you know, like doing all the little things around your recovery, you know, like all those little things kind of fall on the dress right category. So like that to me is like something I've always kind of carried since freshman year, since I started using it. And so eat right, sleep right, dress right. It's probably like, I guess my words are with them. You can apply whatever you want to dress right. Like, I mean, I quite literally apply dressing right to it as well, along with other things, but it goes along the terms of like what I talked about, like all the little things that add up to being great.
Right. Yeah.
I like that.
Look good, feel good. And there you have it. Thanks for tuning in to this best of 2022 episode, highlighting our top segments, most commented, most listened to segments of the year. Hope you enjoyed those. You can listen to the full podcast episode, link in the description. You can also join our big holiday giveaway by heading on over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify right now, leaving us a 5-star rating, screenshotting it, DM us proof on Instagram, Beer Mile Media, or you can email us podcast@beermile.com. And if you've already done it, if you've already given us a rating or review, do it again on the other platform or share the Beer Mile podcast out on your social media stories, tweeters, whatever you want to do. DM us proof and we will enter you into the giveaway for several $100 worth of goodies. Thanks to our sponsors, Manscaped and Knock Around. You can also support the show by going to manscaped.com. Use code BEERMILE, all one word, for 20% off and free shipping. knockaround.com for the best sunglasses in the game. Use code BEERMILEPOD, all one word, for 20% off. This is time. It's crunch time to get those holiday gifts, those Christmas gifts purchased. Head to manscaped.com or knockaround.com now and get her done. If you want more behind the scenes content, more podcasts, the After Dark podcast episodes, head on over to patreon.com/beermile. You can follow us on all of our socials. That's in the description too. Thanks again for a big 2022. Let's make it an even bigger 2023. Cheers, y'all.